Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Oh, my God, you guys. This is Psychic Dougal Frazier. We are live on this very fall day here in Los Angeles. It's actually gray. And as I'm Skyping with, of course, Benny in Seattle. Good morning, Benny. How are you doing?
Good morning. Woohoo! Hello,
boys. We missed you.
Oh, miss you, too. It was so lame that, like, we had crossed paths. Like, I've been waiting for you to show up in Seattle. I want to say hi to you and David. And then, oh, look, Benny has a gig in Tahoe.
I know. I see you choose weddings over us. So how was the gig? Where was it again? You were in California?
I was in Tahoe. It wasn't that bad. Actually, there was a shooting in Reno, like, that night, too. So we're like, oh, great. Now it's going to, like, come up in the news. And Lindsay's going to see it. She's like, you're at a wedding and there's a shooting. There was a big biker convention in Reno and apparently got out of hand.
So basically trouble follows you wherever you go.
Exactly. So
okay,
it's a good thing you weren't around me.
Well, I have to say, good morning, David, of course.
Hey, Dougie.
We had so much fun in Seattle. I was really impressed. You know, the only, well, that's not true. We had a few areas that we were announcing the show, but we had 100 people show up to our event at the East West Bookshop.
Very cool.
Now, mind you, it ended up being 99 because one woman wanted a refund because she couldn't hear over the laughter. And I say to her, good luck in your life. But
right?
that totally cracked me up afterwards. I was like, so how many people do we have? And he was like, well, 100. And then it went down to 99. But it was so fun meeting people. And Benny, I just have to say, you were quite where's Benny? Is Benny here?
Get
I love
out.
Benny.
Seriously?
I swear to God, he makes me laugh so hard. They really, really loved it. It was really sweet.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
it was
that.
A good positive
it was
energy,
a real, though. Yeah, and people brought gifts. I got like a little brass figure of the Space Needle.
Oh, yeah.
So I have it on the desk so people can, I can remember Seattle.
Sweet.
And I got a bumper sticker or like a photo of bird poop because a young girl was very sweet.
It was her
she
art,
has a website,
right?
And she takes images of bird poop, which is both hysterical and interesting.
Okay.
And then we did a really fun event at Fly Fitness, which I still have to write about. But if you guys remember, Casey was our Cosmic Coaching winner, and she has moved over to a new job, and she's teaching these classes at Fly Fitness. One of them is a spin class. So we did an event there one night where I did a little talk and did some readings, and then I went to one of her classes, and it was so sweet. She played the theme music from the show during the spin class when we started, which was so much fun. It was really, really great. So I'm going to blog about it this week, and you can hear all the information. But the next thing that we did, which was totally cool, so, of course, we worked nonstop while we were in Seattle, and then we did one kind of fun thing. The hotel that we were staying at offered this boat ride around Lake Washington.
Oh, yeah. It was like an antique.
Chris Craft or something like that. It's like a wooden.
Oh, you mean you didn't ride the duck?
No.
Oh,
I see
my God.
The duck.
Are you serious?
So here's the deal.
Oh,
I'm anti-duck.
I know the antique ride was probably cool.
Right.
But Dougal, seriously.
But the duck says, I'm a Taurus. You agree?
What?
I have this thing. It drives David crazy. Any city we're in, we could be in, like, Bangladesh, and I'm like, I don't want to look like a tourist.
Right.
And I have David wants to take, like, a photo in front of any monument or any local attraction, and I like to pretend that I've woven myself into the city's rhythm, and I am a local. So the duck.
Yeah, you're not into it.
Maybe we should get them to sponsor, and I'll change my
tune. Well, here's the deal. I've been living here for about 16 years, and I took the duck ride for the first time last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because why?
Just because I haven't had a chance, and I'm like,
no
you know what?
No one was visiting?
No, yeah. My girlfriend and I just decided to go, let's just do it, because it looks like a lot of fun, and you're just like,
I agree with you, Benny.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I still can't believe you're wearing a Paula Abdul t-shirt.
Me?
I'm looking
at Paula Abdul.
That's not Paula Abdul.
No, it's a Jeepney t-shirt.
Oh, that looks like Paula Abdul. Hey.
So everybody on our personal Skype can see what we're looking at.
Exactly. Sorry. I totally thought that was Paula Abdul.
No.
So the other thing, what I wanted to say about the boat ride is you go by a touristy thing. You go by Bill Gates' house, which is so cool. Considering it's like 40,000 square feet.
It's huge, but it kind of blends in really nicely with the background.
It blends in really nicely. It's pretty natural.
Quick story. I was here, of course, on the water when they were building that sucker. And, of course, there was no foliage, you know, no trees. So you could see the building completely, right?
Right.
It's got a garage downstairs, movie theater. It's obviously has everything. I guess I hear when you walk into a particular room, it senses him in the room, and it changes the lights however he wants it.
Right, and the
totally
temperature,
cool,
right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, and the temperature, too. So when we were driving by on our little boat, like back in the day, which is like, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, when they were building it, we got a little too close, and immediately security was like down and in front all over the yard and lawn.
Really?
Yes. They're like, you need to turn around right now. We're like, we're just checking out the house. You know?
Do they say with like a megaphone or something?
No, there was actually one guy that his voice kind of was clear.
Oh, so you were close.
We were real close. And he's like, no, you need to turn around now. I mean, I'm like, oh, that's what happens when billionaires have security.
Well, I wonder how that works legally because he doesn't own the water.
No, but it's still property of him as far as up to that point. Like the dock is technically
so there is like a law of how close you can get.
Yeah,
and they said the guy who drove the boat said that he's purchased 10 houses in both directions on each side.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, that is crazy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Privacy.
Oh my god,
that's exactly
what it was.
So
it was definitely very cool to see. It was a fun trip. So then of course we get back from Seattle on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
At like midnight we have one day in LA, and then we flew Tuesday to New York for our friend's wedding, which was in the Catskills, and we had such a great time. This is my dear friend Meredith and Paul. They got married, and it was so much fun. And of course, you know, we're in Los Angeles, so don't hate me, but the weather's always perfect. And we get to New York. Note to self, guys, never say this to a bride. I show up to the event, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's raining, because I'm so excited.
I know. She was not.
She is not excited that it's raining.
Because nice one, Dougal.
It was a very...
I know you didn't mean it.
I love these friends. They have a really strong sense of community, and they rented out this... It was a summer camp for ballet students in like the 60s. So it was like this big farmhouse in the Catskills, and it had like
a
lake. And yeah, it was really cool. And so it was supposed to be all outdoors, and we were supposed to have, you know, fun little events, but it was raining. So it turned into everything being indoors. So the story that I have to tell you, and I think it's okay that I'm telling this, is that because it was a ballet camp, there was like a performance room, a little like auditorium and a stage. So they thought it would be fun for the rehearsal dinner. They had like old costumes left from the camp. We were supposed to do a little performance. And so one girl got up who happens to be like a burlesque performer.
Ooh.
And it's been going on and on all night. David, what was she? How do you describe that
she
leather?
She was wearing like a black satin bustier and like shredded black tights.
Right. And then she proceeds, I don't know how she did this, to shoot sparks from her crotch into the audience.
Yes,
you
a
know,
lot
for
of
that,
sparks.
That's creativity right there.
I mean,
I had a round of applause. Like,
first of all, I'm in the first row, and in fairness to her, she said, I'm going to be shooting sparks from my crotch, so if you don't like sparks, don't be in the first row.
Or if you
and
have
I was
any
like,
rayon on.
I mean, how far can these sparks from her crotch, and how does she do it? I'll put a photo of it up on Facebook. Are we friends on Facebook, people? Because it's so David huddles and puts, because the couple's sitting next to us, so she's trying to direct all of the sparks at the couple, and then the mother-in-law, who's, you know, she's, I don't know,
older
would be a polite word. She gets up and starts to run away. It was the most intense. How did you? Is that fireworks?
Yes, it is.
It was literally burning my
neck.
I mean, it was one of those things where, like, right before you think it's going to hurt, it stops to hurt. But I have never seen a toast in leather and fireworks shooting from her crotch. And then her comment said, I hope you have more sparks than that in your relationship.
Oh,
ta-da!
That was well put.
Yeah.
Well done. Well played.
I mean, and the funny part is, I remember this girl when she was like 15 and she was obsessed with Green Day, and it's all she talked about was Green Day this and Green Day that. And now she is like Elvira of some kind of, I don't know. It was fascinating. So much fun. But anyway, the wedding was beautiful, and we got home on Sunday night, and I was so tired. So I have a confession, and this is something that David knows. I have a tendency to talk in my sleep when I am really tired.
Oh, no.
It's bad. So
and you've been pretty tired.
I know.
Oh, no.
So we got back on Monday night, and I just remember falling asleep, and about an hour later, hearing myself screaming, I pop up in the bed, and I'm going, they're here. They're here. Like, they're here. They're here. Turn on the light. They're here. And David does, he's so sweet. Like, after almost 9 years, he gets this voice that's like totally how to coddle like a child. And he's like, okay, who's here? And he turns on the light. And I'm like, the rats. And I swear I can see them bouncing all over the room. oh my God, I'm a crazy person. I clearly need more sleep. It's a problem.
It doesn't happen all the time, but you
know. No, it doesn't happen all the time, but it definitely was the note to self of I should sleep late tomorrow and have a moment of relaxation.
David, you're the best.
Seriously. Only deals with a crazy person.
You didn't panic. You were calm. You took care of the situation for your little man.
And it's always an animal. It's always an animal in the room. Yes. Do you see that in the corner? And I point like a crazy person. Do you see that in the corner? You know.
It used to work. He'd get up and be like,
where? Mind you, we lived in a high-rise in New York. There is no animal in our apartment.
Or how'd they make it up there?
Exactly. So, speaking of trips, guys, if you want to see me in Dallas, if you're living in Texas, I will be there on October 30th doing a psychic development workshop. You can call 1-800-936-8425. Yeah, but go to my website at dougalfraser.com if you want more information. And if you just want to do something free, y'all, I'll be on Good Morning Texas on October the 31st. We'll be talking about... Yeah, exactly. My favorite show to do Good Morning Texas, but I can never say that live. But anyway, I'll be on there on Halloween, October 31st. But guys, I'm going to be taking your calls all hours, so call me at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, or go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I may read your question live on the air. Because guys, we're live, we're back, Benny, David, myself, this is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to take your calls.
And I love across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com, click on our appearances or events page, and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha!
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones, and the seasons are changing. The sun is in Libra this month, a sign of partnership and balance. So instead of thinking of me, 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 take your partner and go out dancing. Or go out dancing and find a partner. Call me at 323-369-8221. Or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com and see where Libra brings the gift of partnership and sharing into your horoscope. That's 323-369-8221.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
And now you're shopping anywhere, change the color of your hair, and I
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. Again, live. So exciting. So if you want to call us, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Quick gossip scandal. Yesterday on The View, Barbara Walters used the N-word, and Sherry Shepherd completely freaked out. And here's the thing. I didn't see it live. I actually read it on the internet. So I was totally like, that Barbara Walters is a terrible person. I can't believe she did that. And then when I watched it live last night, because we're a DVR household, I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and I thought Sherry Shepherd was being completely ridiculous.
Well, it was fascinating to me because Whoopi Goldberg used the word at the same time, and then it was interesting to see Sherry say, like, it's okay when Whoopi says it, but not
right
when Barbara says it, even though she was obviously, like, she was reporting. It wasn't like she just threw the word in.
Well, and Sherry's issue was the way that Barbara Walters said the word. Sherry, have you met Barbara Walters? Every word that she says is pronounced differently. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but speech is not her strength. And technically speaking, she was reporting on a story. And I thought it was interesting. I'm wondering if when Whoopi first said it live, if they didn't beep out the word, because we're watching the West Coast feed, and it was beeped out whenever anybody said it. When Sherry said it, when Whoopi said it, when Barbara said it, it was totally beeped out. And then when they came back from the break in the second segment, I mean, they went to commercial with such tension, and they came back, and I don't know what kind of resolution happened during the break, but I wasn't buying it for a minute.
No, you know, but someone came out and was like,
course,
you guys better squash this,
yeah,
now.
Right, but I just think it's unfair that she couldn't even report on it. And agreed, that's not a word that I want to use, but historically, I agree with Whoopi Goldberg. It is part of our country. It's part of our history. It's part of what we've all been through together. And I think avoiding the word in its totality is kind of bizarre. And you know, it's a word. And
right,
reporting it isn't going to change anything. So, guys, we're going to go straight to your calls. We're going to start with Gene, who's in Kirkland. Gene, I was just in Kirkland, fell in love with the city, a local, not a duck tour person. FYI, Benny. Good morning, Gene. How are you doing?
Good morning. Come visit us again.
Did I get to see you at any of my events?
No, but it wasn't a good weekend for me, but next time I'm there.
I love it, Jean. So what's going on in your life? How can I help you?
Well, I'm trying to bring in the money, and
yeah,
I'm hoping if I'm closer to my soul's purpose, maybe that will help it all the energy go in the right place. And I'm looking for some direction, some insight from you.
Well, here's the deal. You have a really soft green light around your aura, and soft green is always the color of the teacher. So as long as you are in some kind of a business where you are teaching on some kind of a level, that's what the universe wants you to be doing. Here's the interesting thing with green. Green people are great at their work, but they're terrible salespeople. And I kind of mean that as a compliment. Like, it's hard to sell. It's hard to, you know, put yourself out there and advertise and market. But that is something that you need to learn and get a little bit more comfortable with. My advice to you would be to find someone in your circle who is good at that, who's kind of the opposite of it and understands how to brainstorm and come up with concepts and ideas. It feels like right now what you're working on is not about attracting money, but connecting with your self-confidence and feeling comfortable by saying and owning, I am good at what I do. I offer a service that is real. I offer an energy and knowledge to people that has weight and that has merit. Therefore, I'm allowed to advertise in order to attract people and market. That seems really, really important. Have you been advertised? What do you do, first of all?
Well, I'm in between situations right now. Currently, I'm just helping out with some little kids at my daughter's school, just to be around for my kids and get a little bit of money in, but it's time to step up to the big leagues. I'm considering doing healing modalities because I do that recreationally.
Okay, cool.
Like, I'm
and
a Reiki master.
And I think it's interesting that I talked about the energy of the teacher. And so you're working in a school kind of environment where teaching is being done, but it's almost like the spotlight isn't trained on you. So here's
right,
what I want you to do. I think healing work would be great for you. I don't necessarily see one-on-one work. I see group work. I would love for you to come up with a workshop, a one-day thing, a night, a circle, or something like that, and start to advertise it. You know, I've heard that corny saying, if you build it, they will come. You need to tell people where you are so that they can find you. And I really think, I don't want you to think about attracting money right now. I want you to think about connecting with your self-confidence and knowing that you have self-worth, you have a voice, and it has value, and you are allowed to tell, like, you have to create a price. That price is how you feel about your work, how you feel about who you are, and then we have to attract people in. But in my line of work, I never try to think about the money. You know, like when I came to Seattle, if I worry about the plane ticket and the hotel, no one will show up. If I think about being in my confidence, being in my energy, being in my heart, being in my clarity, then people will show up. So try not to think about money. Try to think about how to get the word out and know that energy will follow from there. But as long as you're teaching some kind of energy or anything with teaching, that's where you are at your best. That's when I think you're going to feel at home. Does that make sense?
Means I have to come out of hiding.
I know, Jean, but look, you're on the radio talking about it now, so you're halfway there.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
I like Jean. See, everyone in Seattle is polite.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. See, another one. Dee in Seattle. Good morning, Dee. How are you doing?
Hang on. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Give me 1 second here. Got to switch back over.
Benny,
hey, you're the one that made the comment
coffee.
About everyone's sweet in Seattle. And, of course, like, I was going to make another comment about the duck rides and how you can pass that up. Because everyone who rides the duck rides are sweet people.
All right. Here's the deal. The next time I come to Seattle, if you promise to go on the duck ride with me, we will take a flip cam and we...
Instead of promise, I'll be there with like an HD camera, like
duck ride for everyone.
Oh yes.
Okay.
We should do that.
We should have a total field trip
just for like Dougal Fraser people.
I love it.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
And
okay.
All right, let's do it. All right, Dean. Now you're welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Dougal. The duck ride is really fun.
See,
is it really?
I told you, Dougal.
And the funny part is we passed the duck ride boat in our quite lovely boat. And I was like, look at the duck ride people. So, okay, I hear you. If anyone from the duck ride is listening, I'm going. We're making it happen. Dee, what's going on in your life?
Oh, you know what? My energy is burnt out. I have so many things I'm trying to do at one time, and I think I overdid it.
Okay, I have to interrupt you for just a second. Why is there money you're waiting for? Immediately when you start talking, they show dollar signs above your head, but it's way above your head. Quick explanation. The soul is 6 feet in diameter. When I see something in someone's soul, the closer it is to their body, the sooner it's going to happen. I keep seeing dollar signs, like, really above your head. Like, you're waiting for money or someone owes you money and there's a delay with that. What is that all about? Am I a crazy person? Do I need medication?
Oh, no. You know, I keep getting the message that as I keep focusing on my soul's purpose, on helping people, healing, so forth, that all my financial situations will be perfect and et cetera, and I'm trying to go for it, but I'm trying to sell my house and starting
okay.
a career. And
maybe it's the sale of the house, because there is there's something that happens in about 3 weeks, specifically 3 weeks. Where are we now? We're in like the first week of October. So right before November, something happens where a boost of money or a burst of money comes into your life. And then I feel like I can exhale. And it's not enough money to like completely change my life forever. Like, it's not retirement money, but it's money that I can kind of relax with and then shift it around. Sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And I feel like a little bit of money comes to you so that you can invest in your business and invest in who you are. But it takes about 3 weeks. And the reason I asked about why you were waiting for it is, and it could be related to the sale of the house, but it has nothing to do with work. It's not like a client or a job, or it just seems to be this burst of money that comes into you. It could have been an investment. It could have been something from the past, or I think it could be the sale of the house. But suddenly I have this number that I can kind of play with and invest in my future, which is the new work that you're supposed to do. I also have to say that in the year 2012, you are approached by someone else to do a business project together. It's like the two of you pair together because they keep talking about 2012 being the year of partnership for you. And I don't think this is personally, it feels professionally. I also think it would be good for you to have someone to throw your ideas off with. So I want you to open your consciousness up to the idea that you may be working with another individual. Now they're flashing my sister in my head. When I was younger, I used to be a massage therapist. I was a terrible massage therapist. It's a long story. But we opened an office together and we would brainstorm together and come up with ideas. So there is some kind of a partnership that comes up next year that I think you're going to like quite a bit. Okay.
Oh, great. Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Guys, all very exciting. I sound like a crazy person when I do that, but I want to say it again. So everything in your life when I'm talking to you is kind of floating around you. And when you go through the grocery store, the conversation you had with the last person is floating in your energy. The feelings you have about your parents, about siblings, your self-confidence, all that stuff is floating around you. So I try and explain to you what I'm seeing and how I see it so you can understand how I'm interpreting the energy. And sometimes it's like psychic threats. Like when we were in Seattle, the first gentleman that stood up in the audience when I was giving a reading, I kept hearing over and over and over again, Greg, but he was the first reading and I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to be wrong. And so finally I was like, okay, who's Greg? And his reply was, my name is Greg. And, you know, it's just energy that's circling in me. I don't hear his name is Greg. At first I think I should probably get a better therapist because I hear voices right now. But then I have to figure out that I'm actually tuning into him. So it's cool stuff. It's all floating around you, just like I talk about those dollar symbols. So guys, if you want to know what's floating around you, call me at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break, but if you want to go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, type me a question. I might read it. I see, what is this, Diane in Atlanta. Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. We're live today. All very exciting. Call me. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser live again. So exciting to be back live with you. If you want to give me a call, our number 1-800-930-2819. Again, and so Psychic Development Workshop in Seattle was awesome. We had 12 participants. It was so good. Everyone did really, really well. I was really proud of that group. And just, they were calling stuff out of thin air. We were all crying, honestly. But it's a good cry. It's a heartfelt cry. It's a deep cry. It's very cathartic. So I will be teaching one in Dallas on October the 30th. So you can call my office at 1-877-936-8425 to get information and to book your spot because there will only be 14 people. Just another quick gossip thing. I got to do it. So Martha Stewart's daughter, Alexis, has written a tell-all book called Whateverland, Learning to Live Here. And I listened to her show on Sirius, Sometimes I find her kind of irritating. mainly because she's totally out of touch with reality.
She's so whiny.
Her, like, $4 million apartment in Manhattan and,
jeez,
you know, how difficult it is. And listen, it's not that I'm envious, but I think people have to remember when you're complaining about your $4 million apartment and how difficult it is upon a contractor, she's a very whiny voice. you have to remember the majority of the country doesn't have a job.
This is true.
So be careful. Like, you should be so lucky to be selecting a contractor. But here are some of the fun things that she says. First one, Martha expected perfection. I need to buy this book to know that. Shocker? No.
Yeah, like she said she would make her redo anything that she felt Alexis didn't do perfectly.
It's Martha Stewart. Of course she did. But the most exciting topic that I found was that Martha peed with the door open. Now, I would not have expected that with Martha Stewart.
No.
I totally have bathroom issues. David knows this. One of the reasons, you know, so the camp at the wedding we were talking about that I went to in New York, you were invited to stay in the main house. And I love my friends, but I don't share bathrooms. So we rented a home. So I think it's interesting that Martha Stewart pees with the door open.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
Because she's like the queen of like Miss Proper.
Right.
And
I really hope my mom isn't listening, but my mom used to do that all the time, which I think could be why I have bathroom issues.
Yeah. Why is that?
Why? I mean,
that is bizarre.
It is. Well, you have kids, so there must be a moment where the kids are running around. You have to go to the bathroom. So you quickly run in, like you're still listening to make sure that no one
I
is like.
I take them with me.
You do? That's what David does with our niece and nephew.
Well, they're still pretty young, so I'm still really nervous on them, like, rolling off of something or rolling out of. So I literally will put one on the bed, and then I'll hold the other one.
Right.
Because I can't do both. Obviously, I have to, you know, take care of what I'm holding.
Okay, visuals, no one needs.
I'm just saying.
But next time you do that, Benny, I want you to know that you and Martha Stewart are bonding.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So good stuff. Hey, we're going to go to a caller. We have Michelle in West Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hoping that you might give me some good insight.
Well, tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, I would call myself a middle-aged person. I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
And I've raised my son pretty much by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to become an empty nester. And because my focus has been him, I'm wondering when and if and how love will find me.
Yeah, it's funny because the first thing that comes up is I definitely, when I tune into your energy, have an issue with deserving. And when I say I'm referring to you, it's like I think you're so focused on giving energy to other people. I think that comes really naturally to you. You're just the kind of person that even in the grocery store, if you approach the checkout counter at the same time as someone else, you'll let them go before you. There's this sense of, oh, no, after you. It's like when you walk through the world, there's just this sense of I can help you out, I can give to you, and I don't really need anything. So I think as you're approaching this empty nest kind of part in your life, we want to start using different mantras of I deserve attention and I deserve energy. I never like to attach it. I said this to one of the earlier callers. I never like to attach it to a particular area of life, whether it's finance or love or friends or health or wellness. I really like to focus on I deserve energy. And that's going to take you some time, Michelle, to shift that thought because you were a single parent. And it's not even being a single parent. You know, if we go back through your history, if we go back to childhood, this was kind of your nature. You were born as a giver. It's who you are. And it's a great thing. I mean, I love that quality about you. I don't want you to get rid of it. But what we have to do is we have to fine tune it. How does a giver also move into and understand the energy of receiving? So I'm kind of giving you permission right now to be a little bit selfish. We want to start practicing with I statements. We want to start. So ways to do that would be like, you know, I know this is corny, but like getting your nails done or going to get a massage, putting yourself in situations where the energy is being directed to you. In my opinion, you will start to see a shift in the month of May of next year. There's something that happens in May where my heart feels really, really open. I feel really loved and I feel really supported. So that could be a relationship. Again, I don't want to attach anything to it because I don't want to, you know, block the universe from giving you other stuff. But what I really want you to focus on right now is putting yourself in situations where you are the one receiving the energy. Even calling in today and stepping out of your comfort zone and saying, I need clarity, I need guidance, I need advice is a great step in that direction. But I want you to start telling your friends, like, I need more attention, I need more energy. And as you shift that, as you go through this transition, you're going to start attracting more people to you that give to you. And I do think that will manifest in a relationship. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
Do you also see, though, that at some point there will be, like, long-term, forever kind of a relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I would call it a long-term, committed relationship. All right, I do think it happens in May. I'm just going to say it. But the reason I hesitate telling you May is I don't want you to get off the phone with me and be like, all right, I'll wait till May. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, there's a level of transition that you need to go through before you get that. And guys, when you're listening, you know, your life isn't written in stone. There's a map. There's an outline. So currently with our caller, Michelle, she is in a transition. She is going from the energy of support and providing space for other people to now shifting that to providing space and energy and light for herself. And in that, she's going to attract in a relationship. But it's that process that you have to go through of getting the I statements, letting people see you, receiving more energy in order to manifest the relationship. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So that's what I would work on right now. I really think massage would be good for you. Letting someone touch you, you know, receiving that energy, being in that space, I think that would be a good way to set the intention. So call us back in May. I'll show up to the wedding. It'll be very exciting.
That sounds good.
Okay, Michelle. Thanks so much for your call.
Great. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Yeah, that's one of those things as a psychic. You know, I think everybody always thinks that, you know, on March 4th, I'm supposed to do dot, dot, dot. And that's not how it works. You know, like, for example, you know, was this show destined? I don't think so. This was an opportunity that came to me, but it supports my destiny of wanting to reach out and connect with people. You know, friendships that I've had, were they destined? Sometimes yes, but it's more about, does this situation encourage me to be the best that I can possibly be? So sometimes I think when you make a prediction for someone, it triggers something in their subconscious mind and they think, oh, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to work to attain that. And it's not about that. It's about scanning the energy that you're in and making sure that you're prepared for a certain transition or a certain move in your life so you can manifest what you want. So you'll notice when I make predictions for people, a large part of what I'm doing is also giving them homework on how to get there. So do we have someone else we want to give homework to? Okay, we've got Katie in Lynchburg, Virginia. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, my God. You have great energy.
I'll tell you, when I called, I didn't. But then you guys had the discussion about the bathroom issues, and it totally changed my energy because I have two little ones, and I completely hear you.
Do you have bathroom issues?
I'm sorry?
Do you have bathroom issues?
No, but it's the whole supervision and one interested in potty training, and so she likes to walk in and that sort of thing. Yeah,
yeah, and
yeah,
I guess
so. I was cracking up listening to that.
I guess as a parent, you just have to like let that go, right? Like it's part of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's funny. We had
you gotta adjust with it.
We had two lesbian friends who have a son, and they were like, can you let our son watch you go to the bathroom? Because he's never seen, like, a man go to the bathroom. And I was like, I love you guys, but no.
Why didn't you fly me down? I would have done it.
Yeah, Benny's available.
I'm in.
That could be your part-time job.
Lesbian
couples across the world.
I only fly first class, so.
Exactly.
Let me know.
I'm sorry, Katie, we're rambling. So what is your question?
No, it's fine. Well, I'm in this career. I've been trying to call the last few weeks because I followed Colette Baron Reed, and you know, you appeared on her show, I believe, and so that's kind of what led me to you. And then I just had a really bad day at work this morning, so I've been kind of at a crossroads, wondering if I should move forward and expand in my current position, like bring in staff and
absolutely
and really
here's
make
the thing. Here's the thing that you want to know. Attraction, and with attraction, the law of attraction comes really naturally to you. So attracting energy to you isn't the problem. Focusing the energy sometimes is the issue for you. The first color that I see around you, which is pretty rare, is I see this scarlet light. And scarlet light is the color of passion. It's the color of kundalini. It's like fireworks. I mean, it just attracts energy. So what I need you to do is I need you to commit to the concept. Even when you talk about it, I hear a sense of hesitation in your voice. And you have to understand, a lot of people, when they proceed to get work in their passion, they have this kind of illusion that when you're working in your passion, it's going to be fun every day. Here's the truth. I love my work, but it comes with stresses. It's still a business. I still have to do things. It's fun 90% of the time, but there are still issues that arise from it. So I need you to know that what you are currently doing is definitely your passion. But remember, just because you're in your passion doesn't mean that every day is going to be smooth sailing. I love the idea of you bringing someone in, almost like an assistant or something like that, who can take care of some of the busy work that distracts you and drains your energy so that you don't have to focus on that. You need to focus on the bigger picture, the ways to generate revenue, the ways to generate energy, the ways to generate income, because you're really good at that and that's fun for you. So delegate tasks to some other people so that that can keep your energy clear and we don't have so many dips. But you are definitely in your passion right now. I can hear it in your voice. I can see it in your aura. So investing money in what you're currently doing is by far the right option.
Any timeline on some of this, or just go for it?
ASAP. Time has nothing to do with your consciousness. Time is something that human beings focus on and they get obsessed with. You might want to pick a goal or a date or a number just to kind of get yourself excited, but immediately, the sooner the better. But I just want you to be prepared. There is going to be hard work. You're going to have days of being tired, but now is the time to invest in your idea. I think it's going to go extremely well, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything, and good luck with the potty training stuff.
Thanks.
Take care. Oh, guys, great calls. So in our next segment, we are going to be joined by someone with Life Journeys who's going to be talking about the cruise that I'm doing with Colette Baron-Reed and Carmen Hara. I'm so excited for this trip. I'm dieting. I'm planning outfits. I mean, I'm getting ready. Benny wants to go. He might go. You never know. We're talking about it. We're working on it. Guys, this is Dougal Fraser. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's all cruise talk. I hope you can join me. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Hi guys, it's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I am so excited by our next guest. So, you've heard me talk about the cruise incessantly, and you know, it's through the company Life Journeys, and today, calling us on the phone is Ebes, who works at Life Journeys, and will be on the trip. Good morning, Ebes, how are you?
Good morning, Dougal, how are you?
I'm great, and I just have to giggle, because I adore you. We were talking during the break about getting ready for dinner, and you know, I love that I have friends who can say this, and you said, well, this week, I've got Louise Hayes' birthday. Love that.
I do. How lucky am I?
That's so cool that you get to work with those people. How did you come into this business?
Well, you know, my brother and Ron Oyer started Life Journeys.
Mm.
And I was with HBO for over 20 years.
Really?
And with Time Warner. Mm-hmm. I was vice president of HBO, and then I became vice president of Time Warner Communications. And on the cable side.
Right.
So I was in charge of marketing and programming. And then, as it happens with so many of us, I got the pink slip due to downsizing after so many years. So I, after 2 years of kind of moving to L.A. and consulting and doing and traveling the world, I decided to join Ron and my brother. And I've been here 7 years and a part of Life Journeys. And what we do is we create events, event tours all over the world for famous celebrities and authors, specifically in the metaphysical and self-help genres, which is something that we're very dedicated to.
And all of the trips, I mean, they all sound so magical and so exciting. And one of the things that I keep trying to stress with people about our cruise in April is there's nothing more amazing than going on a journey with a group of like-minded consciousness.
Absolutely.
It creates this dynamic of, you know, you bond, you learn, you heal, you celebrate. Like, there are so many elements to it because it's not just about, you know, the classes that we're teaching and the workshops, but it's kind of just hanging out with people in a circle who you can relate to. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's like what you were just talking about before. You were talking about manifestation, attraction, and the energy that that creates.
Yeah.
And when you are... I mean, we even charter full ships.
Right.
With Hay House, as you know, we do the I Can Do It and See. We have a full ship of like-minded at times, you know, like-minded hearts and minds. One of the things that we've known is that, you know, there's power in numbers and there's power in people that gather to manifest and attract all the good things that they are so deserving of.
Yeah.
And this creates an incredible energy among us. And when we leave that ship, whether it's 100 people or 500 people that I have or a whole ship, it doesn't matter because it's the same type of energy that is released through one another.
Right.
And miracles happen. I mean, I have people that call me and will be like, oh, my God, since this trip or since this journey, my life has changed.
Yeah. And I think there's something about sharing your intention with the group that can help set it forward.
Absolutely.
And of course, you know, the whole thing of water being a conduit of psychic energy. So guys, if you haven't heard, so we're doing a trip with my pal, Colette Baron-Reed, and of course, Dr. Carmen Hara. And Ebies, can you talk a little bit about where we're going, how that all works?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go to the Caribbean, uh-huh. and we're going to go on the Princess, Crown Princess, beautiful, beautiful ship. Colette has been in it many times. And we're going to go to the Southern Caribbean. We're going to go to Curacao. We're going to go to Aruba. We're going to go to a private island in the Bahamas. And we're going to have days at sea. And
private island is one of those terms that I would like to visit my life way more often.
A private island.
I love the private island.
Unfortunately, it's not mine.
Right.
But it does belong to Princess. And only Princess goes to this island.
It's I love that.
Princess Cays in the Bahamas. It's like a virgin island, and it's just... the sands are like white, white, white. And you'll love Aruba because Aruba is the same type of sand and the same type of beauty. Curacao is a rockier. It's a different type of island, beautiful beaches, but it's that rocky island feel. So you get a little bit of everything on this trip, including days at sea where you can hear the lectures from everyone and also enjoy the ship. And that's when we'll have the majority of the lectures is when we're at sea, of course.
Yeah, and I wanted to stress, you know, especially for my part of the lectures, when I say lectures, it's not just about me standing on a stage and talking for
Correct.
A couple of hours. There will be breakout things where you get to bond with the people around you. Some of my clients, I can't tell you, and this is a good thing, if you're hesitating about coming alone on a cruise, one of the things that I love about a cruise is you're never alone. You're hanging out with people at dinner, you're meeting people from all over the world, and especially because we're traveling in a group, by the time you've come to the cocktail party or you've gone to one of the lectures, you've already met 10, 20, 30 people immediately. So it's going to become this little tribe for the week that I'm really, really excited for. And as I've stated, planning outfits every moment of the day.
Well, yeah, of course. Going to need to. There's two formal nights on the ship, but, you know, it doesn't have to be formal. You know, everybody just, you know, kind of likes to dress up on those nights.
See, I love that night. We can do, like, prom photos together.
Oh, no. Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
That'll be fun.
Nice.
So how do people book?
Well, you know, you can go online at www.lifejourneys.net. That's www.lifejourneys.net. And go into our website. You go to Upcoming Journeys and just scroll down to the Intuitives at Sea. And you could sign up right there. All the information is there, where we're going, what kind of lectures and what kind of seminars and workshops all of you will be giving. It has a description of the ports, and it has all the pricing.
Cool.
And it's $400 deposit to secure your cabin. And again, like you said, you're so right. I mean, we have a lot of single travelers.
Yeah.
And the reason is that, with these types of groups, with all of us, if you know that somebody is alone, all of a sudden she has five immediate best friends for the rest of her life.
Absolutely.
Because we all kind of, go around that person. And there's a lot of camaraderie, fun, and healing going on.
Well, and one of the things that I do in my lectures is, you know, when we're doing the intuitive part, I pair you with a stranger. And the whole part of that is because I'm trying to get you to tune into someone you've never met before. So immediately, you'll be meeting someone you've never met before, because that's the whole point.
Absolutely. And everybody's going to feel very part of a very special group, very part of an event. We have a section in the dining room that's just for us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We have a whole section in the dining room just for us. Everybody will have their name badges, because remember, on board this ship, there is another 1,800 people.
Yeah, but we don't like that. No, I'm just kidding.
We have secured the theater just for our group during the times of seminar. Everyone will have a badge so that we know these people are part of the group, and they can get in. So you're really in a very exclusive event feel.
Yeah, and we're even doing a raffle. You may win having dinner with Colette, Carmen, and myself.
Ooh.
Now, come on. That's a dinner.
Let me just
tell you, I've had many a meal with Colette, and we always have an extremely good time. And something weird will happen at the table. Guaranteed.
You know it will.
More than just at the head table there.
Exactly.
All right, see? Yeah.
So let's give that number out to you. You can also call Life Journeys at 1-888-259-9191, and it's extension 1213. So join us for the cruise. Evie's, I'm so excited. Thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you. And come on, come all. This is going to be a fabulous, empowering empowercation work. And it's going to be a lot of fun that week with all of us.
I agree.
Thanks so much.
I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
I'm so excited for this cruise. Benny, we got to get you on there.
Oh, well,
we gotta get it done.
Provided my own little rendition here on the it's my little SS Dougal, you know, and I gave David a picture, so he already
Maybe
has
I
it
need
too.
Some kind of, like, Captain Steubing outfit.
Oh, my God,
with,
yes,
like,
you should.
Oh, some kind of a hat.
Like a whole costume?
Exactly. That'd be very
Oh, no,
exciting.
That wouldn't be a costume. That'd be daily routine wear for him.
Daily routine, exactly. Mm. Cruise wear for everyone.
See?
Hey, guys, so don't forget, if you're in the Dallas area, I will be there on October the 30th and doing a Psychic Develop More workshop, and I will also be on Good Morning Texas. I think I'm doing Good Day LA this month as well. Guys, you can hear me, you can see me, it's happening everywhere. Go to DougalFraser.com for information, or please go to Facebook and like my Facebook page. It helps me. I'm trying to get a book deal. I'm just going to be honest with you. So if you help me, I figure honesty is the best way. If you click, it means the world to me. We have free giveaways and all that good stuff. Guys, it's been great being back live. I missed you. We will be back live next week. I'll be taking your calls. We'll be talking about silly stuff and gossip. So much to discuss and catching up with everybody. I hope you have a great week. And we still have 1 minute. Benny,
yes, you
is
do.
Telling me, so I'm going to continue.
Yeah, but this is a good opportunity to tell me exactly what are you going to do next time you're here.
Next time I'm in,
I just gotta make
sure. I'm going on the duck walk tour, and I'm telling you right now,
tour. There's no walk unless you want to walk like a duck up to the.
What's it called?
It's the duck boat
the ducks?
Tour. It's the duck tour.
We will go. I actually want David to call them and see if they'll sponsor a segment.
I hope they do. We could probably get our own boat. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's do that. I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
That'll be fun. Duck tour for everyone. We're scheduling it and make it happen. I'll be a tourist. I'll do it. All right, guys. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Benny. Thanks, David.
Level visual.